Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots on your commute or at home drinking your Minuteman coffee, getting ready to start the day. And man, what a beautiful Friday. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning and happy Friday to everyone out there, especially since I seem to have quite the hang-up with Wednesdays. And yes.
Every day's Wednesday to Lady Liberty.
Well, it used to be called Hump Day. Now we're going to call it Trump Day, right?
Right.
Well, every day can be Trump Day for me. How about that?
Yeah. Well, we got some great news to talk about with that. Finally, what we've just been waiting for is just so exciting. The press yesterday, the presser, we're going to talk about that.
It was the
affirmation of what we've been saying.
Yep.
The evidence that's there, we keep getting little glimpses and pieces of it.
And we've been telling everybody, just hold tight.
They're
going to prove it. They're going to prove it. Trump won by a landslide. He won by like 82% of the vote.
Right, right.
So,
and we're excited. And hopefully that'll be an encouragement for you guys, because folks have been like, man, there's not very many people saying it's Trump's going to win, but you guys are. And we're like, that's because there's evidence that they're not stopwatching.
There's no way that they can refute that evidence.
Stop watching mainstream news. Stop looking at Drudge Report. And stop listening to people that's where they're getting their information from.
That's right.
It will darken. It'll put a dark cloud over you.
Yeah.
They're liars.
Well, anytime you listen to a liar, it always puts a dark cloud over you. It's going to ruin your day. It's going to ruin the way you think and the way you plan.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, just these guys shut them off.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's hard to realize that dissonance, you know, where it's hard to believe that everybody that you're listening to that you normally trust.
It's like a harmonic discord.
Right. They're all lying to you. How can they all be lying?
They look at you like they have this honest integrity about them, and then they lie right into the camera.
I know, right
you
into
know, so
your
that,
face.
That is called harmonic discord right there, where two things are happening at the same time that are opposite. And you go,
right.
No wonder people are like, what should I believe, you know?
Well, believe the lie that just keeps repeated. The whatever lie gets repeated the most is what people are going to believe.
Well, and
historically,
and then how does that saying go? It doesn't matter if a million people believe a lie; it's still a lie.
Yep, yep.
So, you know, get the mobs, the lying mobs, to just you know.
George Orwell said that, you know, in the age of. Oh man, I'll have to look it up. I'll have to think about it. In the age of disinformation or of lies or deception, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Right. Yep.
And that's where. Well, we got more to cover. I mean, this is good stuff.
I love talking about this stuff because that's where I draw a lot of strength in my past, is being able to stand on the truth and being able to be a rep of the truth. Because what happens when you've got the truth and you can have 1,000 opponents out there in front of you, like I have.
That's right.
And you don't even need to get worried. You don't need to stress out. You don't need to be nervous. And you also don't have to be mean. When you have the truth, you can deliver your truth quietly with a smile and let the pieces fall where they will. Because
with a quiet confidence, calm confidence.
Yep,
yeah.
Because all of the other opposition falls in front of the truth. And so you can be an excellent representative by being pleasant and sweet and kind and just deliver the truth. And I think I see that's what Trump has going here.
Yep.
Why he's not tweeting, why he's not really saying anything about it. And plus he doesn't want to give away his legal team's hand either.
That's true, and they did say there's stuff that they couldn't get into yet.
Right.
I found the quote, George Orwell, the author of 1984, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Yep, that's correct.
Especially now at a time where we're being told, folks, this is not fake news. This pandemic is real. We've got to flatten the curve. We've got to shut everything back down again. We've got to. So they're telling you, guys, listen, this is not fake news. This is not a lie. Listen to me. Lie. And then they just, the whole string of lies. You're like, what, do you just want to smack them? So.
Yep, exactly. That's the whole problem. And that's why we were saying yesterday, you know, in depositions, when somebody's found out to have lied in their testimony, it scratches their entire testimony and therefore don't listen anymore.
That's right.
You know, it means they're not trustworthy. Don't give them the time of day.
Exactly. So speaking of time of day, it's that time of day for the word of the day.
Yes. And we're making sure that this is Friday, the word of the day for Friday, not Wednesday.
Not Wednesday.
Not the continual perpetual Wednesday.
You guys have a great Wednesday this Friday.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so the word of the day for today is comes to us from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, which reads, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'"
That is a really, really, really good one.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Well, the
to
last
the point.
Line right there is just, hello.
Yep.
It's just great.
Yep, and be happy with the things that you have. So if you're thinking that you should be somewhere else in life or should have something else in life, there are no coincidences. You're exactly where you're supposed to be right now and with the things you have and with the people that you have. And there are no coincidences. That's exactly where God wants you.
Yep.
Be happy with it. Be happy and be thankful, like we were saying yesterday. Be thankful. Always be thankful for what you have.
Have a thankful heart. You know, I flipped over to a different page, so I didn't get... Do you have that the exact scripture still pulled up?
Oh, that we had from yesterday. Oh, I don't.
No, I have that one from yesterday.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, that was Luke 12.
You mean this one today.
Right.
Okay, so that is Hebrews 13, verse 5.
All right.
Minutemen, Hebrews.
Hebrews. And Shebrews, too,
yes,
right along with them.
They brew together.
Yeah, it was really cool. We got a really great, there's some really exciting things that are happening for Minutemen Coffee about going big time. I mean, into the big time. I'm not ready to give that story yet because I haven't been authorized. But he said, we want to make sure that, you know, Prepping 2.0, which is also one of our sponsors, Glenn Tate, Shelby Gallagher, and Radio Free Redoubt are front and center of this. It'll be placed in front of millions of people. And they just said, you know, what you're doing is such a blessing to us. We roast our coffee, you know, in the mornings, and then we do all the shipping and everything, probably in the afternoon. But
yeah.
When they're doing all their roasting and everything in the shop, they're listening to the morning commute.
That's so cool.
And they said, man, it's just what a blessing, just speaking the truth, just boldly and just raw and real and right out there. And so that was really encouraging to hear. And we hear that a lot and it's exciting. I don't know what a blessing it is to be able to do what we do here every day.
No kidding. And, I mean, yeah, this is, so, is as a couple of, well, we have similar backgrounds and very similar opinions on just about everything. And plus the fact that we both love the Lord and we love politics.
Absolutely.
So it just it just works out really, really nicely.
Yeah. And we get some fiery debates over some of the stuff. We have different angles and viewpoints on. But that's pretty cool to work through those things together. I mean, when we come out the other side, we're rock solid.
I love your perspective. And you shoot all sorts of interesting questions into things that I don't think of and most other people don't either. So yeah. I love your input. I think your input is very keen and thought-provoking. So
well, thank you.
I have a lot of respect for that.
I think the same thing. So, you know, this is just, guys, we want to, you know, for me, starting Radio Free Redoubt years ago, I saw this, the communist. I was talking about communism and communists when people are like, huh? communists.
I know,
like
me
the,
too.
The wall fell, and you're still talking about communism. This radio show of yours, this whole concept, just can't see it really going over very well.
Right, I know.
And then here we are. You know, communism is like boom. Now it's like reached its full maturity, just like we were warned, and just like Khrushchev said, from the inside, I'm going to take the country down without a shot.
Interesting that you say that too, because when I was trying to educate the public on what was going on with the United Nations and other similar fascist programs like National Animal Identification System, my big thing was anti-communism, right?
Yes.
And I kept getting these blank stares like, what are you talking about that for? Like, that's long gone old history, you know? And then finally, the people that actually got it when I was talking about how bad communism actually is, and it's like afoot, right? And the people that finally got it were the people who had their property rights threatened, because communism, one of the most prominent things that a communist will fight is property rights. And so all the property owners were seeing this and they're going, oh, right. Okay. So we got you covered on the communist thing now. Yep. So, you know,
you got it. Absolutely.
So it was interesting, but,
there are so many things we want to cover. I would really like to, let me see here. I'd like to hit on this testimony that was given by Rudy Giuliani, and
man, that was great.
Oh my goodness. And then what is her name?
Sydney Powell.
Thank you. Sydney Powell. I couldn't think of her first name. We went through that yesterday. Yeah. But powerful ending to this testimony, where they are laying it all out. Folks, the testimony is, please go back and listen to the presser from yesterday afternoon. It was noon. I don't know if it was noon Pacific or noon Eastern, but it doesn't matter. Look for the press release from yesterday, which was the 19th, November 19th.
Right.
Rudy Giuliani. Go to YouTube. And there's the legal team there talking about all of the various different evidence, not conjecture, not guessing, not hoping that their gut works out this way, the way they think it might be. They're laying it out with testimony. Yeah. A lot of affidavits from people working for this Dominion voting software, the Smartmatic, and all of these people that are in, heads are going to roll very soon. There are things that they couldn't get into, but man, what she said at the end just really, it was powerful.
Yep.
And it is exactly, we are not going to back down. We are not going to be intimidated. We are going to take America back from these people. They think they have it in their hands.
Yep.
They think they have the reins, and we're going to yank them right out of their hands, and we're going to hang them with them.
Yep. I wanted to cheer after she was done saying that.
Yeah.
I wanted to jump up and cheer.
And so for the last, minute and a half as she closed, I have that right now, that clip. You want me to play it?
Absolutely.
All right. Listeners, you want to hear it? Okay.
I didn't hear anybody.
It yesterday? Oh, you want to hear it again? All right. Great. Here we go.
There's no doubt it has been used to alter elections in other countries. We know specifically that Venezuela exported it for that purpose to Argentina and other Latin American companies to make sure that the corrupt rulers who were willing to pay the highest price for being in office were allowed to rig their elections. This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
Oh my gosh, she was just so mad.
Oh,
that's what we need. That's the fire that we need. People are like, we're coming for you. I'm going to tear your face off. You're not getting away. She's like, you know, she's one of the people. Actually, the whole team. Giuliani is kind of more low key, but he's still, for a lawyer.
Oh, he's right on point.
Oh man,
right on
point.
But
her, I remember, yeah. Well, we talked about this a couple of times, but where somebody asked Trump about hiring, putting somebody on his staff or his cabinet, and he goes, I really like him. He's a nice guy, but I don't want a nice guy. I want a killer.
Yep.
I want a killer on my team. I need killers. This lady here is a killer.
Yep.
And it was cool that she's going after it. They are going after it. There's going to be prosecutions. There's folks, this is going to be, you know what? You could sit back and relax with your family.
Yep.
At Thanksgiving, count your blessings.
Rest assured.
You can count your magazines. You could just enjoy the weekend, right? Because when the left realizes that this little walk of fame that Biden and Kamala did on their little victory concert, treating them like rock stars, when they find out that they're getting the rug pulled out from under them, that the plan is going to blow up in their own faces, the left is going to go ballistic. The walk of fame is going to be the walk of shame.
Well, and see, you know, crow tastes so bad this time of year. You know, we're going to be eating turkey. They're going to be eating something else.
That's right. All right. Well, we better take a quick break here and then come back on the other side. We want to talk about, speaking of turkey, exactly what you were talking about. I'm going to invite everybody over for Thanksgiving. Well, that's exactly what this Oregon lawmaker or politician, female, over in Oregon, she's like, I'm having them over. The left is freaking out right now. Actually, when you think that you'd have a large Thanksgiving dinner, that would be a revolutionary act in America?
Yeah.
That's where we are.
You know what? Let them stick their necks out and see how. Let's get names while they're still sticking their necks out, acting like they can terrorize us. Let's get their names.
Right.
Because we've won.
Right. Exactly. While they're doxing her, threatening what they're going to do to her and her family now because she's defying the Queen Governor Brownshirt's orders.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's okay. We've got our paper and our pen. Let's get some names.
Right. Okay. Man. I love it. We'll be right back. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt in the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back to the backside of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hey, don't forget on that Minutemen Coffee, order 2 bags. It's free shipping. And also use the coupon code RFR for Radio Free Redoubt. Use the coupon code RFR to get 15% off on your order. So folks from all over the country just been positive, super positive feedback and responses. They love the packaging. They love the coffee. They love the service.
Well, it was cool. He said that we've even got listeners in Alaska that are ordering coffee from them.
Alaska?
Yeah. Isn't that what?
I didn't authorize that.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, I could swear that was what you said yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, no. Look at panic.
I'm like, oh, wasn't it? Hey, I could swear.
New Jersey. Come on.
I know. Yeah, New Jersey, Alaska. That's
from one
really
end
cool.
of the to the other. Yeah, very cool. Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, wow. So okay, but anyway, this second segment is brought to you by Strategic Self Defense. Get your pew pew down on the home front. Customized training at your home or your business in your vehicles, your firearms, your environment. Get best customized training to for defensibility in where you normally operate. So, yeah, it's good.
You know, I special forces people are, you know, so tough and everything. And then to find out that you guys all say stuff like pew pew.
Pew pew. It's not pew pew, actually. It's pew pew.
Oh, right. Right. It's the sound effect that I don't have down correctly. Pew, pew. Well, you know, that's because I'm a woman. Men make the sound effects really well.
Well, that's it. That's if you're running your M4. Pew pew. Right. If it's your shotgun, it's.
But no, I saw it on a website. It still has to be spelled out. So I saw P-E-W, P-E-W, P-E-W.
Yes. Yes. It is P-E-W. It's not P-U-H-G-H.
Right.
Right. So you got to make sure it's spelled right, too. Okay, we got way off track here.
Yeah, because we were starting to talk. Well, before we went too much past the Giuliani and the Powell interview or the press conference, there were some things that really shocked me about what they said. Like this whole thing with Smartmatic being directly connected to Hugo Chavez and their,
that was the machine. The top guy, one of the top developers of it, was present when they were briefing Chavez on how it would work to secure his election.
That's right.
You guys remember a few years ago when Maduro won the election and Trump recognized him as the legitimate leader, and people like Pelosi and Schumer and Hillary and all these other people were going nuts over, who do you think you are declaring? He's not. Chavez is the leader until they're calling for the UN to get involved. And Trump sent troops to Venezuela to bring aid and food and relief, right?
Yeah.
And that was a stolen election, and I think Trump knew it. I think there's some good guys in the intelligence community that are looking out for him.
Well,
like Richard Higgins, you know.
Definitely.
People like that.
Definitely. Yep. And clearly they're squared away, and they've got the inside scoop big time, and so happy to hear that too. But I was also just blown away by the fact that their information included Eric Coomer, who was one of the Smartmatic patent holders.
He's on their IT, their staff.
Yeah, and he said he told Antifa, the leader of Antifa, directly. He said, "I have the election rigged for Mr. Biden, and we're going to blank blank Trump."
Yeah,
right?
He says, and so I made blankety blanking sure that Trump's not going to win.
Yeah, and so that was that. They've got actual testimony there. So.
And multiple affidavits from people that were at the polling stations personally. They have 100 of them at just one location. People said, we saw them take these ballots, repeatedly put it in for Biden, pull it out and insert it again. And like multiple times per ballot, every person who did that, every time they stuck that thing in there after the original time, the first, every time after that, 10 years in prison for each offense,
as far
as I'm concerned.
Me too. So between Smartmatic and, when they go and change their name from Scythias to Sequoia Voting Machine, they just keep changing the name of the owner or of the company that's the same voting machine. And then there's Dominion. And so my question that we haven't investigated yet that we need to really look into is, did Washington State use Dominion or Smartmatic for this election?
Right.
That's what I want to know because
we're learning now. It's not just the presidential election this was targeted at. So, we may have to back off a little bit on the pressure we were putting on the Christians for not showing up to vote.
Well, I think we kind of already have because we went, we are seeing without a doubt enormous amounts of fraud.
Right.
And so we've already kind of said, that still could be the case in Washington, and Culp still might just be the actual governor.
Wouldn't that be something if that was discovered?
When would the party start and stop? I don't even know.
Brothers and sisters, you're mostly off the hook now. We still want you to stay motivated, though. So,
I guess we'll find out. There's going to be evidence. So let's see where it goes.
It's going to be interesting when you start shining light, what type of see all the cockroaches just scatter. Well, speaking of that, all the Dominion. All the shareholders and all of the top people in Dominion, gone. Their offices, gone. Their houses, they're just like scattering right now, going underground. They're hiding, they're running. You know what? They're going to run for the rest of their lives because they are going to prison. They're going to be right there next to Weinstein,
exactly.
Rotting.
Exactly. That's the thing is, not only is are they going to prove that this was a lot of fraud, they're going to go after the people responsible for it.
Yes.
And those people are going to be prosecuted and sent to prison. Because just like Sidney Powell said, which I'm so happy to hear her say, that we're not going to be intimidated. We're going to clean this up.
Yep. We're going to clean up this mess.
So, yep.
Clean up this swamp.
Oh, that is exactly what we've all been waiting to hear, isn't it?
I'm looking forward to really Department of Justice even looking into the governors and abuses of power. Look what they're doing over there. This in Oregon, this lawmaker announces she's hosting a big Thanksgiving and it becomes a revolutionary act. So this is the Clackamas County, Oregon Commission Chair, County Commissioner, elect, Tootie Smith, and she's cooking a Thanksgiving feast and inviting family and friends, and she went public with it. Awesome. Well, the left, here comes the death threats. They're like, you're responsible for spreading this, and this is going to cost lives.
Now,
and
what is her name? Tootie Smith?
Yeah, Tootie.
Oh, my gosh. She looks like a really good friend of mine, and we should back her.
Absolutely.
We should see how we can back
her. We should go there
up
for a Thanksgiving with no masks. That's right. Bring some cranberry sauce, a pie, and your M4. Secure a perimeter around that place and make sure these patriots can enjoy their American heritage in peace.
That's right.
Right. So, yeah, but isn't that something where that's a revolutionary act to have Thanksgiving in America? That's how far we've fallen, how far we've gone, how to put it, in America in less than a year.
Yep, I know it.
So we're not going to take it. We're not going to stand for it. We're going to push back. This is the time. This is the time to resist. Back in May was the time to resist. But hopefully, second wave.
Right.
Second wave of tyranny.
And this is the time for patriots and Christians to shine, is when you're pressed, right?
Yep.
You don't shine when everything is just a cakewalk and everything's handed to you and everything is just beautiful and shiny and sunny. No, your time to shine is when you're pressed.
Absolutely. And this is good for us. Look, people are waking up. They're getting motivated. They're praying. Guys, continue to pray.
Yes.
Continue to pray for this country and your president and for your pastor, for your community, that people, the right people, rise to the occasion.
Stay close to God.
Yeah. Yep. So, hey, you guys have a blessed weekend. We're out of time, and have an awesome Friday and be encouraged. We'll see you right here Monday morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. Have a great Friday, a wonderful weekend, and blessings to all of you out there.